Fed cattle continued to trade for lower week-to-week prices on Wednesday. ERS forecasts U.S. beef exports to increase next year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 27th of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued up north on Wednesday, with live sales in Nebraska $1.50 lower than last week at $105 hundredweight, and $2 to $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $104 to $105. Dress trade in both regions was $2 lower at mostly $167, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live trade in the Southern Plains so far this week is $1 lower at $105. After attempted support early in the session, softer cash prices and wonderments about demand pressured cattle futures lower on Wednesday. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.18 lower. Except for 22 cents higher in spot August, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.36 lower. Wholesale beef values continued to gain, though, on Labor Day buying. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.77 higher Wednesday afternoon at $231.45 a hundredweight. Select was $1.85 higher at $214.11. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower, while soybean futures closed 1 to 5 cents higher through August of 21 and then mostly 4 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold steady to lower at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $5 to $8 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 lower. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold with lower undertones. There are 5,563 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers and heifers sold steady at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 3,204 head. Also in Nebraska, and compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 800 to 950 sold unevenly steady at Bassett Livestock Auction, while heifers weighing 7 to 750 sold $4 lower. There are 3,025 head on offer. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds and 1,000 to 1,050 pounds sold mostly steady with 2,165 head on hand. Finally, feeder steers weighing 700 to 950 sold $2 to $5 lower at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Higher undertones were noted for a light test of heifers weighing more than 600 pounds. Lower undertones were noted for steers and heifers weighing less than 600 pounds. There are 1,562 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday, led by tech stocks and positive economic news that included further promising trial results on a coronavirus vaccine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 83 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 35 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 198 points. Get through 2020 and beef exports should increase, according to the new quarterly outlook for U.S. agricultural trade from USDA's Economic Research Service. Beef exports for 2021 are forecast $200 million more than the previous outlook, with higher volumes more than offsetting a decline in unit values. For this year, ERS pegs U.S. beef exports $500 million less than the previous estimate on lower volumes and lower prices. Looking at the overall global economy, ERS analysts say the outbreak of the global COVID-19 pandemic is forecast to cause the world's real gross domestic product to decline this year for the first time since 2009. While some economists believe the worst of the economic and public health shock has already been observed, those analysts explain that with the GDP of many advanced economies falling at annualized nominal rates of greater than 30% during the second quarter of this year, there remains significant uncertainty as to the length and speed of the recovery. Despite anticipated recovery and the growth rate for most economies next year, ERS analysts say that real GDP is expected to remain below levels seen before the global pandemic. They add that the economic recovery will depend on public and private efforts to mitigate and contain the pandemic and to efficiently adapt economies to changing conditions. Total U.S. agricultural exports in fiscal year 2021 are projected at $140.5 billion, up $5.5 billion from the revised forecast for the current fiscal year, and driven mostly by higher exports of soybeans and corn. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 27th of August. Remember, you can find a weekly summary and highlights at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.